श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ। ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। दक्षिणामूर्ति स्तोत्रम्। देर आर टू थ्री वर्षन्स् आफ् दक्षिणामूर्ति स्तोत्र अवेलेबल्। विल् स्टिक् टु दिस् वर्षन् विच् वि आर् सीन्। मौन व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे। Dakshinamurti Mide, I salute, I bow to this Dakshinamurti. What kind of Dakshinamurti is? What is Dakshinamurti? This is Dakshina. Dakshina is another, there is another meaning they interpret. Dakshina means south. South faced. Murti means the deity which is south faced. South is the side of Yama. So, by looking at Yama, the person who just by looking at the Kama, the deity of desire, burnt him. So, Dakshinamurti deity, he looks towards south so that this death, the god of death, he will be just killed by the vision. That is why Dakshinamurti is accepted to be the Prathama Guru. The first guru, in the lineage of gurus, the first guru is Dakshinamurti. From Dakshinamurti, the tradition starts. Dakshinamurti is a form of Ishvara, Shiva. Now, Dakshinamurti, second Dakshinamurti is south-faced. The real meaning is Dakshina means knowledge, jnanam. So, Murti means Swarupam, nature, whose nature is knowledge itself, that is Dakshinamurti. So, this Dakshinamurti, what kind of Dakshinamurti he is? Maunavyakhya. Maunavyakhya. Dakshinamurti is one who just spoke. The Vyakhya means to give, to deliver talks, to command. What did he comment? Maunavyakhya. In Mauna. Maunavyakhya, they will translate it as in Mauna. He just gave eloquent speech in Mauna. He was giving his lecture in Mauna. And they will support that with Karagalita Chinmudrama Ananda Rupam. And how can a person teach in Mauna? This Chinmudra. Chinmudra is leaving the three fingers holding on to the thumb and the second finger. That is Chinmudra. The three fingers is Triputi, all the three T's in the world. And Jiva is the second finger and Brahman is the thumb. So, holding on to the Jiva, the yoga of Jiva and Brahman. Brahmatmaika. Brahma and Atma are not different thing. That is Dakshinamurti. So he gave, he didn't speak. Just by signal he has taught all the four disciples. This is how they support. Ekavakyata they make. People do Ekavakyata. Supporting to say Maunavyakhya means silent speech. They will support it with Chinmudram. He just showed his. Then why is that needed also? If God, Lord, Dakshinamurti himself needs to show something. Why does he needs to? What is the need of showing a symbol also? Just the vision is enough. Just by look he can give knowledge. Then why is he, if he need not speak, then why is the need of showing him some signals, symbols? So, you should have to understand the true meaning. What it is? Mauna Vyakhya. Vyakhya means commentary. Commentary on Mauna. Mauna is Shantam Shivam Advaitam. Mauna is a non-dual state. Because when does speech when did you start speaking? You start speaking when you have another person. When two people speak, normally it is about third person. So, invariably it happens. So, speech invariably requires a second person. So, he is teaching that non-dual self, Anyan Vachan Vimunchata Amrtasya Esha Setuhu. Shruti also says it. Anyan Vachan Vimunchata. Give up other talks. Amrtasya Esha Setuhu. For this Amrta, this eternal life, for this knowledge of self, this is the path. This is the bridge. Setuhu. So, he is teaching, Mauna Vyakya means he is teaching, he is commenting upon the Mauna. Mananath Munihi. Mauna is one who has maintained the state of Munitva. Atha Mauni. Brahmanic Upanishad also says, Panditiyam cha balyam cha nirvidya atha Mauni. Mauna Munihi. He is here to, after giving up the Panditya, the Pandita Tattva, meaning the scriptural kind of ego, and the Balyatva. See, Balyatva, Brahma Bhalavat Bhavaha is how Bhagavan Bhashyakara comments. Balyatva normally is the state of kids, not being attached to anything. So, giving up, being established in the self is Mauna Munihi. So, Mauna Vyakya. He is commenting upon the state of self. The state of self means self. He is commenting upon self, which is Shantam, peaceful Maunam. Prakatita Parabrahmatattvam. Through that, he is Prakatita Parabrahmatattvam. He is explaining, he is showing you, he is giving you the knowledge of Parabrahmatattvam, that true self. By commenting upon Mauna. See, what is the meaning of commenting upon Mauna? Talking about Mauna in pages. People do Mauna. They say, I am in Mauna. They'll say, I am in Mauna. Some people say that. And others, they'll say, no. They'll dance all the, they'll show all the signals and write pages. This I wrote when I was in Mauna. They'll show that also. Mauna is a thoughtless state. That is called as, see, these are all jada mauna, this practice of mauna, that's all. The mauna's parakashta, kashta mauna, they say, the parakashta, the ultimate state of mauna is not even thoughts should arise. Because words come because of thoughts. Words are preceded by thoughts. Jnana Ichha Pravrti. We already saw, we have seen it many times. Jnana Ichha Pravrti. This is the order. First you have the knowledge of what you want to speak and the desire to speak, then Pravrti you speak. So, Para Brahma Tattvam. This Dakshinamurti, this knowledge Swarupa, this knowledge, this person who is of nature of knowledge, he gave eloquent speech on Mauna, explaining the self, giving the knowledge of self. Yuvanam. And how old is he? Yuvanam. He is in the Yuva age, youth. Yuva means youth. He is in the, at the age of youth. And Varshishtham. Varshishtha. Yuvanam. Varshishtha Yuvanam. At the peak of, pinnacle of youth. Varshishta, Shrestha Yuvanam, or he is Yuva and he is great. Yuvanam, Varshishta Yuvanam. If you take this Varshishta to Yuvanam, then he can understand it as a Varshishta Yuvanam. He is a great youth, meaning he is knowledgeable. Because what is, what, see, there are three types of elderliness we respect. First is old age, because of age. Second is because of tapas. Third is because of knowledge. Vayovruddha, tapovruddha, jnanavruddha. three states of elderliness. Each one is greater than the previous one. Vayovruddha, then Vayovruddha, Tapovruddha is greater, then Tapovruddha, Jnanavruddha is greater. Jnanavruddha is the greatest. So, Varshishtha Yuvanam, he is the greatest. Though he is young, because of knowledge, he is elderly, he is respected. Varshishtha means a person who is respected. Varshishthante, Varshishthante, you and now understand. See, Yuvanam, he is youth. Okay. Now, Varshishthante, Varshishthan means people who are respectable. The Sanakadi Rishis who have come as a disciple, they are respectable. Vasat Rishiganihi, they are Rishiganihi, they are staying there. Vasat, they are close to him. Varshishtante vasat rishiganehi. Te rishiganehi vasat. Like that you can understand. This is one meaning. The rishi, the group of rishis, they are staying close to him. Who are greater. These rishis are greater. They are respected. They are staying close to him. This is one meaning. Varshishta. Now separate Varshishta. And ante you add it with vasat, ante vasat rishiganehi. The great rishis, Varshishtha rishiganehi, again, Varshishtha and rishiganehi, now Varshishtha rishiganehi, these Varshishtha rishiganehi, these great rishis, the group of rishis, ante vasat, they have, ante vasi means brahmachari, they have taken to the brahmacharya, staying with the guru. Ante vasi means one who stays with the guru, disciple. Brahmachari. Ante vasat. Avrutam brahmanishthaihi. For what are they staying close to him? Because Upanishad. Shadulru is the root word. With it Upa and Ni is added. So, Ni Nitaram Upa Samipe. So, want to go closer to that self, to go closer to that guru who teaches the self. So, avrutam brahmanishthaihi, rishiganaihi, brahmanishthaihi, avrutam. They are practicing by learning about the knowledge of self, they are established in the self. Brahmanishthaihi, those rishi group, hearing to this eloquent speech on Mauna, about the Brahman, on the Brahman, they are established in the self without any trouble. So, avrutam brahmanishthaihi, vishiganaihi brahmanishthaihi samanadhikaranya, like that you can take. Avrutam brahmanishthaihi. And, where have they come? Acharyendram. Acharya Indram. Sa gurumeva vigachet shrotriyam brahmanishtam. Shruti says, that person who has the desire for knowledge, he should have to approach a guru only. He should not try to understand things by his own, on his own. So, Acharya Indram. These people, these Rishiganas, the great Rishis, they who want to be established in the truth, in the self, they go to this Acharya Indram. Acharya Indram. Indra in Acharya. Indra means Ishvara, the highest Lord. See, Indra is the deity of Vedas. Indra is the Lord, deity, which is sung about in Vedas many a time, in many places. So, the predominant deity of Veda, Acharya Indram. Acharya Deshikendram, they call Deshikendram, Acharya Indram, the topmost Acharya. Karakalita Chinmudram Ananda Rupam. And how is he sitting? This Acharyendra, he is sitting in Chinmudra, Karakalita. In his hands, he is holding on to this Chinmudra. And Ananda Rupam, he is of the form of bliss. Because Mudita Vadanam, it is seen. How do you know he is blissful? ఇట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇన్సైడ్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్లీ, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇంటర్నల్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్. యూ కెన్ సీ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇన్సైడ్ ఆన్ ది ఫేస్ దిస్ ఏ. సో ఆనంద రూపం ఇస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ బై ముదిత వదన. ముదిత వదన మీన్స్ లాఫింగ్ ఫేస్, స్మైలింగ్ ఫేస్. హీఈస్ స్మైలింగ్. స్వాత్మ, వై ఈస్ హీ స్మైలింగ్? పీపుల్ స్మైల్ టు రిడికుల్, టు ఇట్స్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ లాఫ్, సబ్డ్యూడ్ లాఫ్. దే ఆర్ స్మైలింగ్ అట్ పీపుల్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ అ స్మైలింగ్ అట్ అదర్స్. ఇట్ ఇస్ స్మైల్, దిస్ స్మైల్ ఇస్ బికాస్ హీస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ ది సెల్ఫ్. స్వాత్మా రామం, హీస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ బై హిమ్సెల్ఫ్, ఇన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్, త్రూ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. స్వాత్మ, స్వాత్మా రామం, a person who is established in the self. And that to that Dakshinamurti I salute. Dakshinamurti meede vatavitapi samipe bhumi bhage nishannam sakala muni jananam jnana dataramarat tribhuvanam guruvisham dakshinamurti devam జనన మరణ దుఃఖేర దక్షం నమామి. వట విటపి సమీపే భూమి భాగే నిషణం సకల ముని జనానాం జ్ఞానదాతారం ఆరాత్. త్రిభువనం త్రిభువన గురుం ఈశం దక్షిణామూర్తి దేవం జనన మరణ దుఃఖ ఛేద దక్షం నమామి. వట విటపి సమీపే, దక్షిణామూర్తి, వేర్ ఇస్ హి సిట్టింగ్? వట విటపి సమీపే, అండర్ ది బానియన్ ట్రీ, క్లోజ్ టు ది బానియన్ ట్రీ. వేర్ క్లోజ్ టు ది బానియన్ ట్రీ? ఆన్ ది ట్రంక్, ఆన్ ది బ్రాంచ్. వేర్? భూమి భాగే, క్లోజర్ టు ది ఎర్త్. హీస్ సిట్టింగ్ నిషణం. హీ సీటెడ్ ఆన్ ది పెడెస్టల్ విచ్ ఇస్ క్లోజర్ టు ది ఎర్త్. సకల ముని జనానాం జ్ఞానదాతారం ఆరాత్, జ్ఞానదాతారం. అండ్ వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫంక్షన్ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ దేర్, సిట్టింగ్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది అండర్ ది బ్యానియన్ ట్రీ? సకల ముని జనానాం, ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ గ్రేట్ మునీస్, ఫర్ దోస్ గ్రేట్ మునీస్ జ్ఞానదాతారం, హీఈస్ గివింగ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్. He is giving the knowledge. What kind of knowledge? When will see? You post a letter, it takes a long time to reach you. Sometimes they don't reach you. So how is this knowledge? And some message, when you speak, they say, I misunderstood you, you are misquoted. These kind of expressions are there. So this knowledge he gives, when will these people receive? Immediately. జ్ఞానదాతారం ఆరాత్, ఆరాత్ ఉపకారకం, సన్నిపత్య ఉపకారకం వీసాయింది పూర్వమీమాంస. సో ఆరాత్, ఇమీడియట్లీ హి గివ్స్ ది నాలెడ్జ్. త్రిభువనం గురుమీశం, అండ్ హూ ఇస్ హీ హూ గివ్స్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్? త్రిభువన గురు ఈశం, త్రిభువన గురుం, త్రైలోక్యనాథం. హీఈస్ ది లార్డ్ of all the three worlds. Gurum, and he is the teacher of all the three worlds. Tribhuvana Gurum Isham, that Lord who is the teacher, who is the perceptor of all the three worlds, that Dakshinamurti, Dakshinamurti Devam, that Dakshinamurti Lord who is capable of cutting the జనన మరణ దుఃఖం, ది సారో ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్. ఛేద దక్షం మీన్స్ ఫెల్లింగ్, ఛేద మీన్స్ టు ఫెల్, టు కట్. దక్షం మీన్స్ ఎన్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్. హూ ఈస్ అన్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ఇన్ కటింగ్ ది జనన మరణ దుఃఖం, ది సారో ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్, ది సైకిల్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్. టు దట్ దక్షిణామూర్తి దేవం I salute, namami, I salute that Dakshinamurti Devam.